Netcast you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm Chad Johnson. In this video, we will be teaching you the very basics on controls. We'll be learning how to move, place and break blocks, and even how to make your own items with crafting. Now, if you're new to first-person video games, here's a brief introduction on movement. The WASD keys are the ones that you're going to be using for moving forward, backward, and side to side. You're going to be using your mouse or trackpad on your laptop, which... why would you want to use the trackpad on your laptop? Please go find a mouse. For your vision, so that you can look around, aka the camera. As you can see from the pop-up in the top right-hand corner of the computer, it's recommending me to hit the E button and open my inventory. This is what your inventory... Your inventory is like your backpack. You carry it with you wherever you go. Looks kind of empty right now. Let's go ahead and fill it with stuff. I enabled bonus chests, so right next to me there is this bonus chest with torches all around it. If I go ahead and open that up, Minecraft has given me a few random things to start off the game with. Some wood, some pickaxes, and it looks like a single stick. That's really great. This should be enough to get me to kickstart my adventure. First, we should go ahead and find some wood, and luckily there are trees right around where I spawned. If you happen to spawn in a desert, this may be a little bit difficult. Looks like I got another achievement. How you harvest this wood is you go up to one, a piece of wood or a log, and you click and hold. Don't just try to single click a whole bunch of times. It won't get you very far if you punch. You have to click and hold. And you can see the little cracks appearing, and then plop out comes a block, which I can use later. Now, first, I'm going to do a little bit of a pro tip. I knew that I spawned right here. It's already getting dark. And I'm going to mark my spawn location by selecting the wood in my inventory and go ahead and placing it down. I just knew that I spawned close to here. Unfortunately, it's getting dark, and that's... it's freaking me out. Another pro tip is that when these leaves start to decay, they're going to go ahead and drop saplings, and it looks like I just got an apple. That's pretty good. Now, just to help out the video, and because I'm still in tutorial mode, I'm going to actually do a little bit of that cheating that I talked about before and set the time to back to day so that I can continue showing you guys how to do things in Minecraft. So I did just cheat there. So these leaves, when they decay, they will sometimes drop saplings. If they do, go ahead and pick those up and then throw them back on the ground, because trees will grow from them, those saplings, and you will have an endless supply of wood. Now, depending on the random things that you get out of the chest, you may have things like swords and such. But we're going to go ahead and show you how to make all of the tools that you will need in the game. First, you're going to take that wood that you went and harvested from those trees and put it into this little crafting area in your inventory. Your inventory is actually broken up into three sort of areas, technically four. You have the crafting area, which is this 2x2 crafting table. You have your inventory over here next to your character. You have, and this inventory is the armor inventory. It will only take helmets, chest plates, pants, and shoes. Then you have a wider inventory down below, which is more like your backpack. And then you have a hot tray. This hot tray is where you grab selected items. You can see that they match this stone pickaxe, stick, and apple to the hot tray down below the screen here. And I can quickly select through the multiple items down there by scrolling through this scroll wheel. So let's go ahead and make some something to craft with. First, I'm going to take these logs, and I'm going to put it into the crafting area in my inventory, And the output of just putting a single log in that inventory is wood planks. I can go ahead and grab that. Now, let's go ahead and experiment, and let's say, oh, I'm going to get real creative and put another log over here. Well, that actually doesn't output anything. That's because this is a recipe, and this recipe actually doesn't output anything. But a single log will actually output some planks. So let's go ahead and grab these planks, and I'm going to go ahead and show you another recipe. And that is 4 planks in a corner. And you can see that as I'm putting them down, it's actually flipping between other recipes. A single plank will give me a button. 2 planks on top of each other will give me some sticks. But that's not what I want. I want a crafting table. And that is 4 of these planks in every corner. So let's go ahead and grab that. Yeah, got another achievement. I'm just blowing through them. Now, what can we do with this crafting table that we have made? Well, let's go ahead and place it down on the ground. Anywhere is fine. Go ahead and open that up, and bam! Where before we had a 2x2 crafting table in our inventory, now we have a 3x3 crafting table. And this will allow us to make much better and useful tools. Let's show off a few more recipes. Let's go ahead and make some planks. And while I'm, some sticks. While I'm doing this, I'm also going to be showing off a little bit of inventory management in these blocks. I can put down a single block by grabbing this sort of stack of blocks and right-clicking, and that'll put down a single block, so that I don't have to put down all the blocks, try to figure out how to manage these. Also, when you have a single stack right here and you need to split them, you can right-click a stack, as long as you're not picking it up already, and that will pick up half of the blocks that are down, and this will just continue to happen. So I just heard a zombie. Oh gosh. Okay, let's get making a little bit faster. I'm gonna go ahead and make a sword. So I'm gonna put down 2 planks, get some sticks. I'm gonna put down 1 stick for the handle of the sword, and then 2 planks on top for the top, and that is the sword recipe. Let's go ahead and make that. Let's go ahead and make a few more tools. Before this zombie attacks me, I'm going to go ahead and make a pick. And that is a pick. And I'm going to go ahead and make a shovel. I can totally hear that zombie is freaking me out. Okay, so now that we have a few tools, we can venture out into the world. And these will keep me safe and help me defeat enemies and mine out things. Okay, I'm totally not seeing this zombie. It is... You are scary, zombie. I don't like you at all. Now, planks aren't the only thing that you can use to create tools. In fact, you can use all sorts of different materials that make better tools. The cheapest way to upgrade tools is to find some stone. And where I put planks in that recipe, you can go ahead and put stone, and that'll make stone tools. Then you can do things like iron tools and gold tools and diamond tools. Diamond tools is for much, much later. Now, let's go ahead and use these wooden tools to find some stone in-game. So, stone normally spawns right underneath the ground, so let's go ahead and dig up this dirt to see if we can find some stone underneath, and there we go. It is good to point out that the different tools work better on different surfaces. This shovel will work much better on dirt than this pickaxe. You can see there is a slight time difference between the shovel and the pickaxe, but when we come down here to this stone, if I use pickaxe, it goes pretty fast, but if I use a shovel, it goes incredibly slow. So tools will work better for various things in-game. That zombie, he's freaking me out. So once we have a few stone pieces, we can come up to our crafting table again. Let's go ahead and make some planks. Let's right-click here to split that and make a whole bunch of sticks. Right-click, and make a better pickaxe. Actually, we already have a good pickaxe. We have 2 stone pickaxes down here from the bonus chest. So let's go ahead and make a sword by right-clicking that. And now we have a stone sword. Wherever that zombie is, whenever he attacks, I will be ready. I'm looking for you, zombie. Where are you? You are a jerk, and I will kill you. In the next video, we will learn how to stay alive and make sure that you don't starve.